Hello and welcome to the first 2023 update of your Realtor Mortgage Market Update, an update that I do for you. And I am your host, Alberto Gomez with the Gomez Mortgage Team. So the International Monetary Fund, also known as the IMF, is warning us of a recession, saying that 2023 will be tougher than 2022. Ouch. And they expect a third of the world's economy to be in a recession. Now, they did not include the U.S. in this recession, although they did say that the U.S. is on the verge of a recession. Now, remember, a recession is actually a positive for mortgage rates. In other news, oil prices right now are around $80 per barrel. But in 2022, China purchased the least amount of oil that they have purchased since 1990. And that's because of all the COVID lockdowns they have right now. But they are opening back up. And as they open back up, they will start buying more oil. And this is going to push the prices of oil up. Peter Buchbar of the Book Report told MBS Highway today that he believes this could drive oil prices to $120 to $125 per barrel on the conservative side, which would be inflationary. Remember, inflation is not good for mortgage rates. In other news, CoreLogic released their home price index report, and that showed nationally home prices declined by 0.2% in November and are up 8.6% year over year. According to CoreLogic, home prices have only declined 1.8% from their peak, even with all the 7% mortgage rates and all the talk about affordability. Miami is at the top again with a 21.3% year over year increase. CoreLogic forecasts that home prices will decline 0.1% in December, but rise 2.8% in 2023. 2.8% appreciation can still be meaningful in creating wealth. The top market at risk of home price decline in 2023? Bellingham, Washington. Lastly, just when I thought 2023 was gonna start out good for rates, the bond market started up 33 basis points, which is good for mortgages. And then we have been on a massive roller coaster ride all day today. We have been down 30, up 30, down 30, up 30. The market closed today up 28 basis points, which is good for rates, but rates stayed about the same as they were last year. I was expecting a slight improvement in rates today since, you know, the entire world is connected, and Germany released their inflation reading for December, and it was much lower than expectations. And it looks like inflation in Europe is improving, as it is here in the US. And remember, inflation going down is good for mortgage rates. I think this week, Friday, will be our best shot at getting some improvement on mortgage rates. And that's because we have job figures or job reports. Those figures are coming out. So that's gonna be our best bet. In the next 10 days, I'll do my forecast of what I think is we're in for in 2023. So tune in for that. And please, as always, refer your sellers and buyers to us for their mortgage needs. And please stay healthy, be well, and I'll see you tomorrow. Welcome to the Realtor Mortgage Market Update, a real estate agent-centric group designed to keep you informed of today's mortgage market.